Blog Talk Radio.
How are you? I am Shirley Williams, the host of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me for this new series entitled Voices Crying Out in the Wilderness. The show topic today is civic unrest. It's time for a different conversation. So stop what you're doing and spread the word that we are on live. Text your peeps so they can also participate in the discussion. We're spiritual, but we are keeping it real here on In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. Call in and let your voice be heard. Call 1-319-527-6763. Let's get started. What in the world is going on? What is happening? What's going to happen next? Oh my God, this is a humongous time in history. This is a humongous time in the history of the world, and I'm grateful for another opportunity to witness an unprecedented event in my lifetime. The first one is of the election of Barack Obama, the first authentic black president and still president of the people of the United States of this country. I'm probably the only person who has not seen the video of the murder of George Floyd, and that was my choice. I don't want another image in my head of another black person being humiliated by an evil-minded police officer with evil intent. In the midst of the global coronavirus pandemic, and in what started out as an unorganized attempt to express frustration to the murder of another black man, thousands of people across America took to the streets to protest. The momentum quickly spread across the globe as more and more people around the world supported the movement. But I wonder what permanent change will be birthed from this global movement against prejudice. The emotional toll the situation has taken caused people to instantly react. It seems that a lot of white people were afraid of appearing prejudiced and tried very hard to prove that they are not. I listened to so many views on the latest killings, and I have to say, as an example, watching an episode on C-SPAN where senior congressional representatives knelt for almost 9 minutes in silence to experience the time span of an 8 minute 49 seconds. In their minds, they were showing support for the movement and sympathetic to the issues. Or was it just a pompous attempt at empathy? I don't by any means believe that all white people are evil or prejudiced. I'm also not blind to the fact that evil white people in high places very much have an agenda against people of color, meaning anyone who is not of the Caucasian persuasion, and history proves that fact. African Americans are just fed up. The killing of another human being was the last straw, and they took to the streets with an eye-in-your-face vengeance. They did not care. They confronted police officers fearlessly and daring them to retaliate. The time was ripe for this type of global protest because people have been locked in their homes for weeks as a result of this pandemic, and the murder gave them an opportunity to vent their frustrations against the system that's been subtly oppressing them for far too long. Black and white millennials and others took to the streets and began rioting and looting, and the rioting escalated for several days and continued today. White supremacist groups took advantage of the situation and started insinuating Black Lives Matters as they strategically destroyed and tagged buildings. Now, the media shifted from focusing on the collective to blaming the militant organization for the civil disobedience that resulted in hundreds of stores being looted and destroyed. I don't go along with that. I'm not condoning that. It is not right to take your anger out on innocent people or someone's property, especially in your own neighborhood. But I'm sure that behavior is indicative of anger against the establishment. And I understand that you have the right to express it. However, the anger must be directed appropriately where it will have an impact and make a difference. I see the protest as a public outcry, as a generational clash against an oppressive dictatorship. That is why it's such a diverse collective gathering across the globe. This is the 21st century, the dawning of a new age. This is a spiritual revolution. It's good against evil, pure and simple. Enough is enough. All the talking is done. It's time for action. It isn't my mom's generation. We are not cowering to the wicked principalities in high places. We are not cowering down to white supremacy. The world is more multicultural than ever, and the multicultural mindset of the Gen Xers and the millennials are more spiritual and in tune with the universal flow of life. They don't share the same old traditional rhetoric and thought patterns as their parents. They want more autonomy, more integration, and a more inclusive society. Peaceful, loving, and ecologically balanced society is all they want. They are the voices crying in the wilderness. Keep in mind also that many of the Caucasian brothers and sisters are trying to break from what they were born into just like us, what they inherited in regard to their white privilege. However, they understand, and they also understand that the higher purpose of life is authentic human connection based on agape love. Are you paying attention? To the protesters in the streets and everyone else who may be silently protesting in their own ways, you are the voice crying in the wilderness. Use this moment wisely. The world is watching. Namaste. This episode is a taste of what's to come. Share this video and the link to the show on your social media platforms. If you want to be a guest on the show, email me at aspireme2.0@gmail.com. Your voice is needed on the next episode of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Live. We are spiritual but real. If you haven't had a chance to, check out my award-winning book, Conversations with the Little Girl Within, A Journey of Forgiveness, Healing, and Liberation from Unresolved Issues. So many children have been exposed to the video of the murder of George Floyd, and they have been traumatized by the result. Whether or not that'll impact them the rest of their lives is yet to be seen. My book is my story of my traumatic childhood experiences and how I overcame them. The book is now available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. It sold out once, so hurry up and get your copy online today before it sells out. I'm your host, Shirley Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in.